Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan, great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly to round out our week. Of course, the supercars are back on track, and they've been on track today at the NTI Townsville 500 on the Reed Park road course, street course, hybrid course, call it what you will course. Two practice sessions done and dusted today to bring you up to speed with who has done what, where, when, why, and how. Combined session times today, Andre Heimgartner fastest for Brad Jones Racing, 1 minute 13.41. The hot times were really set in the second of the two practice sessions. Cam Ward second in the Monster Mustang from Shane Van Gisbergen, the championship leader, a tenth slower than Heimgartner. Mostert fourth, Macaulay Jones, a bit of a surprise with fifth place, the Pizza Hut Commodore for this weekend. Will Davison, Bryce Fullwood, Todd Hazelwood, Nick Percat, and Scott Pye. That is the top 10 after practice today. All of those times were set in the second session. Anton Di Pasquale 11th and Brock Feeney 12th. Their best time set in the first session. In fact, Brock Feeney involved in a little bit of drama, actually cleaning up his pit crew at Red Bull Ampol Racing there at one stage. 25-car field for this weekend. It's back to no wild cards, given it's not a super sprint weekend. If you're wondering, how did James Golding go in his debut with the Premier team in the Subway Commodore? P23, a 1 minute 14.32, 9 tenths away from the pace, but 1 tenth faster than his teammate Chris Pither in the 22 Premier Coca-Cola car. So James Golding back into the championship this weekend after not running as a full-timer since the end of 2019. So big weekend ahead. I'm looking forward to tuning in for this one. I'll be on the couch. I'm sure a lot of you will be. For those who are in North Queensland taking in the sun, I'm very, very jealous. It's on Channel 7 this weekend. It's a 7-round, of course, on KO and Fox Sports as per usual. And I really love we've got the longer race. It's the 500K format this weekend. So qualifying, top 10 shootout, 250-kilometre race tomorrow, and then rinse and repeat on Sunday with more of the same. Great supports, Dunlop Series with Super 2 and Super 3, Porsche Carrera Cup up there, Toyota 86s, Clay Richards qualified, I saw on the front row today. That was really great to see him moving up the order. So plenty of racing to keep us entertained with the Repco Supercars Championship over the course of the weekend. And, of course, Repco celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. They're driven by passion. So are we. Visit the Garage online now at their website. It's garage.repco.com.au, your digital destination of all things automotive and motorsport. Now, on Repco Supercars Weekly, I always do on this day. I forgot last week, so I thought I'd just wind back the clock and look at July the 8th from somewhere in Supercars history. And on this day in 2012, Jamie Whincup won one of his record race wins in Townsville over his teammate Craig Lowndes, Will Davison, for Ford Performance Racing, rounding out the podium in that season, of course, where Triple Eight and FPR won every single championship race between them. No other team won a race, so that Townsville one was no different. That was the same weekend Jacques Villeneuve was competing, filling in for Greg Murphy in the Pepsi Max crew Commodore for Kelly Racing. So, yeah, wow, 10 years on, things have certainly flown. Looking forward to this weekend. I hope you are too. Quick mention for you for next week. Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News podcast with the boys. Wednesday, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco returns. My guest is Mark Howard, the host of the Howie Games, former Channel 10 motorsport presenter and a guy who has a lot of experience. For his first job in motorsport, it was in Formula One. Pretty good way to start off. That chat with Howie is coming up next Wednesday. In the meantime, enjoy the supercars this weekend. I can't wait to see how it all unfolds. Can anyone top Shane Van Gisbergen? I reckon there's a couple of candidates. We'll see how it all unfolds. In the meantime, keep reading the V8 Sleuth website. We've got some exciting stuff coming in the next 3 or 4 weeks. More on that in upcoming weeks. But in the meantime, enjoy your weekend, enjoy the racing, and we'll chat to you next week as part of the Motorsport Podcast Network. Australian Muscle Car Magazine is one of the most respected voices in motoring media. There's been over 140 issues and thousands of stories published in the last 22 years, from the amazing muscle car machines of the past to the present and the stars that steered and built them. AMC has something for everyone. Delve into the heritage of homegrown high performance now at musclecarmag.com.au.